The Parks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time is 10:09. Dennis and Judy Show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. Just recovering from a blackout last night.
Really?
Yeah, we had a transformer blow in my neighborhood, and it wasn't good. So all of a sudden, 5 o'clock, everything goes down. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
5 o'clock night, last evening.
Yeah. So I said, okay, we'll sit in it and we'll see what happens. And then I get an estimate from my power company saying 9:30. And I know that they always estimate late because they don't want to hear people whining.
Right.
So, yeah, that was, I figured it would come on before then. And it did. It was about 8:30 when it came back. But it was just getting to the point where if it doesn't come back soon, we're booking to a hotel because I didn't think that I could stay. I really didn't think that I could stay. It was just hot.
It was oppressive yesterday. Today's a little less humid, and that we have that dealing with that smoke. So what is the we're dealing with the smoke, and that which is what we're going to talk about. But what time did the power come back on?
At 8:30, and it was really starting to get close in my room. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I was pretty happy about it. Oh, we all, the kids, you know, because I'm with my grandkids, and everybody was screaming. We were so happy. So I walked into my studio this morning and I said, oh my gosh, all the power was off. So I had to like reboot everything.
Right.
And then I said, we're going to talk about the weather today because now a lot of people are talking about this smoke situation. My sister was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, go outside. She goes, oh, I smell it. So I don't know if you guys smell it, but near where I live, you smell it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of the aroma, but more of the shade of it. Like last night at around dusk, before dusk, it was just real smoky, overcast. You can smell it a little bit. And this morning I smelled it again, but its effect on the clouds in the sky and the sun. I took some pictures this morning over the lake because the sun, it's that weird, almost like when there's about to be an eclipse or something.
Yes.
The lighting is really, really,
it's green. I try to tell people. Okay, so I had an event today. We were actually doing a live event for our podcast. Now, Kyle, I have a podcast, by the way. Say it here. I plug it here all the time. I don't care what they say. Kyle said to me, well, it's only going to be old people that listen to your podcast. So they're the only, you know, because otherwise I played pickleball for 3 hours last night. We canceled our event, okay, because I thought they're telling people to stay inside. Now, I'm looking out my window. I wish I could show this to you guys. I'm not even joking. I don't know what it is by you, but if you can see out this window, it's literally green. The sky is green. Like there's a tint.
Yeah, I'm looking out my window and it's more of a purple haze, a pink purple color. I guess it depends on what's around you. Like what
But I mean, you can't tell me that this is not a thing. Kyle's like, it's just old people. This is what, I'm really concerned about this because yesterday was so brutally hot and disgusting that I thought if you add smoke to it, it would be even worse. That's right. So we canceled our event. The question is, does the heat and the smoke does anything about today's weather make you pause? Or is it just me? Because as Kyle says, I'm old. So I think there's some danger in hanging out outside for a long time. Now, granted, you played pickleball for 3 hours last night. Last night, first of all, is not today. Today, the air quality is much worse. But also,
it started last night, but today it really thickened up.
You could smell the smoke in the air last night.
Okay. I'm glad to hear you saying that, Kyle. Because if you were going to say you guys are imagining this, like, shut up. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. Is anybody changing their day or even noticing that today we have apocalypse-like air quality and that we got so used to the heat this summer and the heat wave that nobody is realizing that if you have asthma, you literally can't breathe today. So like I have a kid in my house with asthma and he goes to camp every day. And the mother said, my daughter said, I'm leaving him home because.
I don't know that it's that bad, but. Exerting yourself.
No, it's bad for asthma.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot you said he had asthma. For Kyle, breathing it in and out, like heavy breathing when you're playing tennis or pickleball or whatever that stupid sport is. Yeah, maybe if you're breathing heavily. But last night was not as bad as today. But today, I would, if you have asthma, you have a kid with asthma, or you have an event outdoors. I don't know that you should have canceled your event outdoors, but it's not pleasant. That's for damn sure.
Well, now you guys are making me feel so stupid because we had all these people coming, and I just figured if people are saying stay indoors today, you can't breathe. If people have asthma, it's not like you're just walking from your car to a place. We're asking them to sit outside for an hour.
On a day like today? In the shade or sun?
Parts of it are shade, parts of it are sun. It's by the beach. But I don't know. I just felt like if somebody invite, here's how I looked at it.
Right.
If I was going to an event today, even if I was looking forward to it, like if I was going because somebody was like making me or I had to go, then fine, I would go. But if I had an option, like let's say you were doing a comedy show, Dennis, and I felt compelled to go because it's you, and you said, listen, we're going to be outside and it's going to be about an hour long, I'd be like, Den, I hope you don't mind, I'm not going.
I've heard that before.
But I'm serious. And would you blame me?
So then I would think, geez, maybe we should have canceled this thing.
See, now you're making me feel bad. I feel like I shouldn't have canceled, but okay. People are saying, I'm so glad people on our app chat. Of course, my preference is for you to call the old-fashioned way because we want to talk to you guys. 1-800-283-101.5. But we know a lot of people are at work or a lot of people don't realize that that thing they hold in their hands is also a telecommunications device. So instead, we are actually looking at our app chat for text. You can text right into the studio. There's a little feature on our app. And some people are saying, watch out for zombies today. They should be out in full force. Like, it's not, that's a joke, obviously. But, like, it's not a joke that it looks haunted outside. I don't think that I'm imagining it.
Well, right. We heard from Barnegat. Gina says we can smell the fire and see orange haze in Barnegat. So you're talking about orange by you. And then Wisco from Wisconsin says it's really bad.
It's Wisco disgusting. Has it?
Yeah. It's coming from Ontario.
He would have it even more than us. You're right.
Yeah, there's 800 wildfires in Canada, 100 of them in Ontario, and Wisconsin's pretty close to Ontario. So it's drifting down and then east. So they're getting the first phase of it in Wisconsin or the upper Midwest, and then we're getting the rest of it. It should be clearing out by tomorrow afternoon. But if we could just pause for a moment, is this the third summer we're dealing with Canadian wildfires or just the second? Kyle, do you remember?
I think the first one was 2 years ago. I don't remember it last year, so I would say second.
Okay.
The other thing is, you know who could tell us for sure?
Dan Zarro?
No, the guy from Wisconsin who's listening all the time.
Sure, you betcha.
He'd know because he's real close to the fires up there in Ontario.
I think you're right, Kyle. 2 years ago, I remember the first time. I'm like, what the heck is this? And then last year, I don't remember it.
Well, 2 years ago, because I was outside all last night, and then driving in today, I didn't notice anything different. But I remember 2 years ago, it was in New Jersey, that orange haze, weird, you smelled smoke like crazy. It was worse, I thought, 2 years ago than it has been so far this year.
Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody just texted me. My friend just texted me. There is no sun today. And it's funny because I looked outside. Do you see it, Dan?
Not right now, but I took a picture of it this morning because it was so...
Can you, mute your app chat? Because now I'm hearing you in the app chat. It's very annoying. Thank you.
In the app chat?
I'm sorry, in the call screen. In the call screen.
In the call screen?
Yeah. I see you lit up on it. Oh, right at the bottom of the call screen, there's like a video camera, microphone... And if you hit the microphone thing, you can mute yourself. But whatever, gotcha. We can do it later.
Yep.
Look, people cannot deny that there's something going on outside. There's no sun. It's hazy. It's like soup. But if you want to go out and do whatever you want to do, I get it. If you're Kyle's age and you think you can live forever, I get it. But are you, anybody else listening to us from the ages of 21 over, at all concerned or going to alter your day in any way because of the air quality, or do you just think it's a bunch of baloney? 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. A lot of people on our app chat talking about it. Let's get to your calls in a minute. 1019, here's New Jersey Fiestria.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
1025, guys. Dennis and Judy show. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was sorry last night.
I'm sorry. Canadian wildfires. It's about to get worse out there, you know.
Yeah. Is it about to get worse?
It's about to get thick out there. Tomorrow is going to start to lighten up, but I think today will be the worst. Just
go ahead and break it to us, Dan.
So the Canadian is not as bad as the Midwest accent, I don't think. Do you think?
The Midwest is like everything is wrong. Like Whoever taught them English was just wrong.
About. So
they were just wrong. Because their E's are all flat.
calls to get to. But on the app chat, and a couple people said some interesting things. I had to drive into work today. It's hazy, and I can smell the smoke. If I worked from home, I would not go out today, but definitely not as bad as 2 years ago. On the AC Expressway through Hamilton, sun is out, just clouded, hazed over, and still can't look at it without hurting my eyes. But it's there, and it's going to it's not
going honestly. Over. Please tell me I was right for canceling the event. I don't want to sit outside for an hour today.
Yeah. A couple people in the app chat said, yeah, they canceled their thing today.
Yeah?
And
okay.
Truck driver going through upstate New York, heading to Syracuse, and he says it's sort of getting worse going up that way.
This is what I want to know. Are people right for canceling events today or just for not going out today, or are they overreacting boomers, as Kyle is suggesting that I am? The phone number is 1-800-283-101.5.
Well, what about the people who are working outdoors? They're doing road construction up the road here, and they're out every day. They're probably still out there. They're not, keeping them home.
No. Well, I got to say this, though, and let me just give kudos to Farris, my contractor, Farris Farhan from Happy Home Improvement. They built me a deck during a heat wave. They were out there, Dennis, when other people were calling out that one like 114 degree day.
Since I've been at your house, you replaced that rickety old deck?
Yes. The Monday after you came, they came and broke it down. They built me this gorgeous deck, but not just that. Respect to a guy who stands there in a sweatshirt and a hoodie with a hat over it on a 100 degree day. Because these guys know. Because they're not stupid. They come from Ecuador. They live and work in 1,000 degree weather. Right. They know that wearing something soft and breezy doesn't help you when there's no breeze. So they wear something that makes them sweat and then a cover over it to give them shade so that the sweat is always cooling on their body.
Wow.
And these guys, I'm telling you, they worked when nobody else would work. I wanted to give them a round of applause. And all we could do is keep bringing them water. Like Mark's like, yeah, bring them more water, bring them more water. Yeah. I'm like, should we just tell them to go home?
All right, anyway. Eddie in Ocean Township says he normally goes for a walk on the boardwalk in the morning and noticed a lot less people today. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Hey, what boardwalk?
Asbury. I walk from Asbury through Ocean Grove into Bradley and back.
Gorgeous.
I saw you last week on the boardwalk when you were broadcasting from there, and you were as pretty as you sound.
Oh, my God. You just made my day, Eddie. Thank you so much. Why didn't you come by and say hi?
Was that one of the days where it was very smoky and cloudy?
It was very smoky and hazy then.
you were talking with someone, and I didn't want to interrupt. So but today, noticeably, much, much, much less people walking and riding their bikes. It was like almost like when it in winter time, you know, it wasn't many people at all. Yeah.
So do you think that is true just because like old people stay at home, or do you think that younger people also were like, I'm not doing this?
I think it was all of them. Yeah, old and young.
Wow.
You know, there's a lot of younger people that I've seen this summer, especially on the boardwalk, running and walking, and very, very few today.
I'm glad you said that, so I don't feel like an idiot, Eddie. Thank you for calling New Jersey 101.5. We're asking how the weather is affecting you, the smoke, the heat. Are you changing your day? And Ann in Allentown, believe it or not, is changing her plans. Are you? We'll get to you next after the news on Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey's favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
10:39, we're talking about the Canadian wildfires today. Somebody wrote in the app chat and said it was 3 years ago that we first experienced this.
Really?
Yeah, I thought maybe it was last summer, maybe it was the summer before, but 3 years ago. So I don't know if we've been dealing with this every summer, but here it is again. And why? And there are two of them in Minnesota, right near the Foti compound, Judy.
Oh, Barb and Tad are going to be so upset about it.
The smoke. Oh, the smoke.
Oh, you just go ahead and cough all day. Just the coughing.
The smoke.
The coughing from the smoke.
The smoke. The coughing from the smoke.
Oh, my God. Imagine. I just want to tune into their weathercasters today just to hear the weathercaster talk about the smoke. Can you imagine? Don't go out.
I would think in Minneapolis it would be a little more polished, but like in one of the smaller markets in Minnesota or North Dakota, where they have the locals on all the time, you know?
Well, that's the thing, Dennis. It's upsetting that we're basically getting rid of all accents.
I hate that. I like the when I hear somebody from the South with a Southern accent, I go, good, all right, let's keep that. No, yeah. Same Boston's losing theirs, too.
They all are. It's because of the internet, because nobody really lives in a region anymore.
You know what I mean? Who's not losing it? And it's unfortunate. Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. They don't get out much.
No.
They must not get out much.
They're not going anywhere now.
It's too hard. It's too cloying. It's too hard for them to get rid of. Because they don't even have... That's the other thing is like, Kyle does that thing that I hate more than life itself, although he's really tried to control it. I saw it, which is very South Jersey and Philly. And they don't hear it. That's why you can't correct
it. Put an L on the end of saw it?
Yeah. Or withdrawal. I'm going to just withdraw it.
There's a guy on the radio in Philly, when he there's a double L, it sounds like a W.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a double L? Like what?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
oh, you mean like... I love. Oh, no, that's different. I love her?
When he says it, I repeat it. I'll have to think of it. Anyway, we have a call. We're talking about the wildfires.
Yeah, and how are the wildfires changing your life? All of a sudden, Dennis is like trying to get me back on track. Something's never changed, Dennis. Ann in Allentown.
I know.
Ann in Allentown. How would he say Allentown?
That's it. Allentown. Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous. Tell him to stop. I'll never forget Raymond had a speech impediment once for 10 minutes when he was little. He was like six. And he was like, Allentown. And I was like, Dennis, what do I do? My kid has that annoying speech impediment where he puts the L in the back of his tongue. And Dennis goes, tell him to stop. I go, how am I going to stop? Get him to stop? Like, tell him to just cut it out.
And what famous person has it the worst?
The swallowing L thing. Who?
He swallows a lot of other things, too.
Oh.
Which is the reason for his girth.
Who? Chris Christie?
Chris Christie.
Yeah, he has it. He does, sadly. All right, let's go to Anna. Well, sadly for him, not for us. For us, it's just fodder for more making fun of him. Annie, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome back, Dennis.
Thank you. Now, you're Ann from Allentown, PA, correct?
Right, and I'm a Bailey's girl.
Yes, I know. I haven't had your homemade Bailey's in years.
Yeah, I know. Well, this year you're gonna.
That's what you get for coming back, Dennis. That's your reward.
Before we get
to the smoke and how it's affecting you, how does one make homemade Irish cream?
It's very easy. All it is cream, I forget the recipe, but I found it online, and my family has made it forever. They also make Kahlua, but that's how I make it.
But heavy cream, and then what's the alcohol involved?
Oh, that's Jameson.
And then some sort of cinnamon or
yeah, cinnamon and nutmeg.
Nice. That's it. Anyway, what's happening in Allentown, PA today?
Well, they canceled my pool. They said no one can come to the pool because it's so foggy.
Okay, by the way, this is like really an interesting thing. It's one thing if you decide to stay home, but to close like the pool and say nobody can come,
I'll tell you,
yeah.
Okay, here's why I think it is. Because all the mommies are afraid that their little precious little Dakotas or whoever the lifeguards are that work at the pool, I'm not sending you out there to where you're staying home today. So Dakota can't go to the pool and be the lifeguard or the snack bar girl, so they don't have enough help.
So I had a different theory.
And the lifeguards.
I had a different theory, okay?
Right.
Some old biddy goes out there, lies down, has an asthma attack, and then the pool gets sued. How can you open on a bad weather day?
And that's six of one, half dozen of the other. And is it a public pool, like it's a couple hundred dollars a year?
Yes, it's like $600 a year. $675 is what I spent on it, and it's a swim club. I don't know what the difference is.
A what club?
Swim club.
Swimming club. Do you have kids?
I do, but she's grown.
Now, did you take her there when she was a kid?
No, I didn't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, there's one up the
but
road from us.
I know a lot of families that do.
Yeah, we belonged to Chartwell over in Marlton, and the kids grew up every summer going to Chartwell. And it was a few hundred dollars a year, and it was cool. You know, they had friends there, and there's a couple different pools and a snack bar. It's still open. It's good. It's kind of cool summer memory for the kids.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ann. Stay well.
But the public pool then was a little creepy. I remember when I was young.
But
now,
what's
one
the
thing
public
if you live
pool?
In a develop. Well, see, that's what I want to tell you. You live in a development. Your development has a pool. Everybody pays to keep it nice. That's lovely, right?
Right. We have one of those. I raised them in Kings Grant, Marlton. They have a pool. Used to be you had to pay, but then they take it out of your HOA fees because you pay a fee to them every
right, which is what they should do for the beaches in New Jersey, by the way.
I agree. So that was nice. It was nice, smaller, nice. The one that we paid $600 a year for, whatever it was back in the day. They had five pools and a swim. That was really fancy.
Like a swim club.
Yeah,
I used to go to the public pool in Bradley. The public pool was on the boardwalk.
Really?
And it was open to the public. It was
Spring Lake. Do Spring Lake still have saltwater public pools right on the boardwalk?
I don't know.
Years ago when I came to see you and I had my son with me, we stopped in Spring Lake and had jumped in their saltwater pool. It's like right on the boardwalk.
Oh,
I don't know if it's still there.
That.
If somebody can let me know
idea.
On the app chat or whatever.
But I know that in camp, Maggie and David Day Camp, when I was a little girl growing up in Bradley Beach in the summer, they would take us to this public pool. And it was, even as a little girl, I knew it was disgusting. Like, it was just like maintained by the city. Every chair was broken. Every paint was chipping.
There was a public pool a block from my house in South Philadelphia, and we couldn't go there because we were the wrong group of people.
Oh, it was all black people.
Yeah.
But you were allowed in.
We're allowed in, but you would get, you know, you'd find trouble there, Jordy, if you went in.
So we didn't go.
But one night of summer, the Cub Scouts had a Cub Scout night, and you could go there. I mean, my dad and it was all, they rented it out for the evening. But even though we're one block from a public pool, couldn't go in safely, but we could open the fire hydrant unsafely.
But do you think that you were really safe, or you were just thought you didn't belong there. Because I remember I was going
no,
to a
safe. You, we, there was like no
well,
way.
Well, that was a different era. Because when
it
I was in
it was
high
the late
school,
60s. It was the yeah, late
yeah.
60s.
Yeah, there was a lot of racial tension, 100%. Yeah,
for sure.
It was very, very, what was the word? It was, that was the, one of the most divisive periods of time in history, except for now.
Right.
Which they created, the government created.
Things were getting better, and then they just said, you know what, we need more trouble again.
But you know what's funny? Like, I talk to my liberal kids all the time, and they're like, the most divisive period of history ever, and it's all because of Donald Trump. And I'm like, the most divisive period of history ever, and it's all because of Barack Obama. And it's like, it doesn't matter who tells who what. Like, everybody right. is convinced, you know?
And guess what? They're not going to change their mind.
I no, and neither am I. So we're that's why we don't talk about it, but we love each other. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. How we got into politics from are you hot today? I don't know. But did you have to cancel anything because of the smoke, or are we over hyping this smoke show? Right? Are we making it like big deal?
Now, Judy,
are
we, what smoke like show are you deal, talking about? You're talking about outdoors today or looking at you on the screen?
Well, looking at me on the screen, Dennis, that you should be used to by now. You shouldn't cancel any activities.
That smoke show I like a lot.
All right.
Kyle does not, notably, Kyle does not play the record scratch through that one. He only did it when EJ used to say,
well, shut up, you mean bitch.
Play that one a lot, Kyle. Keep that one queued up.
Shut up, you mean bitch.
Well, that would be fair since with EJ for 1 year, all we did was play, no, you may not.
Good Lord. 10:50, time for New Jersey Fast Traffic. It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It's 10:57 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy show, another smoke-filled day. It seemed to get bad yesterday afternoon, evening, and today's pretty bad. Have you changed your plans, altered your behavior today because of the smoke? Let's talk to John in Red Bank. Hi, John.
Hey, guys, how are you? Welcome back. It's great to have you guys back together again. It's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The two pools in Spring Lake are still there, by the way.
That is so cool. I remember my son and I were the darkest people in the pool.
there are two saltwater pools, one on the north end, the south end, and then there's a third one at the Bath and Tennis Club in the middle of town as well. So they actually have three saltwater pools in Spring Lake. It's kind of wild.
That is amazing.
Do you have to be a member?
At the Bath and Tennis, you do, and you have to have a badge for the North and South End.
Maybe that's why they were staring at us, because we didn't have a badge.
No, I think they were staring at you because you had a tan.
And then also, I wanted to mention, Judy, we're having a, my sister was on Bill's show the other day, touting it out. At Bar A tonight, we're having a summer splash party for the Jersey Shore. Samaritan Center at the Jersey Shore. It's a little summer party, live band, food, the whole thing at Bar Anticipation. Love to have you come by.
Oh my God. Well, I haven't been to Bar A since like college, John. I have a feeling I'd stand out.
Same with me.
Yeah, but they all generate. Multiple generations go there.
Maybe I'll grab my old man husband and we'll head out there. John, thanks for inviting me.
I would love to see you there. I'm actually scared to death because they wrote me into being the auctioneer for the auction.
By the way, that is not an easy job. I once did it. I was so bad at it. I was very bad at it.
It's fun. Have fun with
it, John. Oh my God.
No. I've done it.
Dr. Recknitz asked me, are we going to... Oh, shoot. Okay, Kevin, I'm sorry. We got a break soon. Go quick, Kev.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, like, you saying the smoke was way worse last time?
Yeah, it was way worse a few years ago. Like, we didn't close anything down.
Why do you think they closed things down this time? I'm going to tell you, though, Kevin, it was way worse, but I didn't smell it like I smell it today. Like the second I open the door,
That's different. I smelled it more two or three years ago than
you
I did today.
I guess it depends on where you are.
Yeah, I see it, but I don't smell it as bad as I remember smelling it a few years ago and go, oh my God, put that fire out. What's wrong with the Canadians, by the way? They can't put a stinking fire out.
But there's not enough Molson.
They're ridiculous.
They just open up bottles of Molson and try to pour it over
have
there.
Have a moose pee on it or something.
Right, can't you get one of those Trudeaus to bring a hose over?
All right. It's a Dennis and Judy show 3.0.
We're stupid. We're taking a break for the news. We'll see you on the other side.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey Chime Time, is 11:09.
Dennis and Judy 3.0. We're so excited to be back with you guys. Listen, I got to be honest. I've never, ever had a license plate, personalized license plate, but I once went to a bar mitzvah where they were making them, like, pretend ones. How cute is this?
Oh, nice.
And that is, like, what I would get, Jersey Jude. Yeah. So funny, because...
But would you get one, Judy?
No, I would never get one, but I wanted to get one that said, I talked to... When I first got into talk radio, and I was, like, so excited, like, wow, I'm on talk radio, and I'm a talk radio star. I was like, ooh, let me... Before, you know, the obvious happened, but we're still stars, Dennis. But I wanted to get one that said,
What's the obvious?
That, like... We're not really stars anymore.
Oh, I thought you meant when we got in trouble.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, we're still stars. See? Get out. I'm just saying, like, so we were in our prime, what I was saying.
Gotcha. And you would have, I talk to you.
I thought that was really cute. And then I was like, wait, but, like, because a lot of people knew who I was at the time and we were kind of like local celebrities, like, that's why I didn't want to have it, because I'm like, I don't want people to know who I am every time I pull up somewhere. But it's still, that's such a cute license plate for a talk show host, no? Or it even could be, I talk and the number 2 and then the letter U. It couldn't be you talk to me because that was too many. What?
No, it's just funny, you talk to me.
So our app chat is open and our phone number, if you want to do it the old-fashioned way like we use, Dennis and I are on a mission to re-educate people into actually calling the program. We want to talk to you. We are kicking it old school here where we want to talk to people on the phone. So that device in your hand works as a telephone. Give us a call. If anybody needs instructions on how to actually dial and make a call, you can call in. You can ask one of your millennial kids or Gen Z kids to come into the room and teach you. But in the meantime, we want to talk to you. 1-800-283-101.5. What's the best license plate you've seen out there? What's the story, Dan?
A South Florida woman says she never expected her routine vehicle registration renewal to turn into the hottest topic in her retirement community. Nancy Dello Stritto of Pompano Beach opened her mail expecting the usual paperwork. Instead, she found a newly issued Florida license plate that reads SQZ A55, a combination she believes can be interpreted as a crude phrase when viewed from a distance. So she didn't ask for this. This was what she was assigned. SQZ A55.
SQ.
Squeeze S-Q. Ass.
Did I tell you my son-in-law, very religious man, and his friend both leased cars around the same time, happened to have gotten their license plates the same day, both of them. And I think they called them motor vehicles, and I think they even retired these letters. But it's 3 numbers and then VAG, V-A-G. And I'm like, he didn't even notice.
Were the 3 numbers like...
No, it was nothing related.
666 or...
Well, I don't know what... I mean, there aren't very many vagina-related numbers out there. Kyle, turn on your mic when you laugh. Thank you so much. You know he has that silent laugh. Anyway, so... Yeah, like,
if you're rating them from 1 to 10...
Because I'm thinking, why, there's something that could be worse than just having the letters vag. Any number could not make that worse. And it's so funny because they're so cute. My son-in-law, so holy... He didn't even realize. And I'm like, dude,
so
that
both of these pious men requested
it. It's a friend of his. I don't know his friend. But all I said is, like, do you know you have to, like, what your license plate is? And he's like, no. And I'm like, da, da, da. And then he told me the next day, he's like, oh my God, my friend told me he has the same thing. So I'm like, well, okay, it doesn't make that big of a difference. Because, like, people know it was just dealt to you randomly. But the funny thing is...
Well, maybe they were suspecting he's a gynecologist.
Well, the other thing is, if you were a gynecologist, this is what's ironic. And you're like, hi, can I have, I do vag on my thing? They wouldn't let you.
Oh, right.
They don't allow... I
see your vag.
They wouldn't let you because they always say, oh, no, we don't allow things that are either obscene or even obscenity adjacent. So I'm like, you can easily call up and say, I don't want this. And they were able to trade in the plate because it's, again, even if you had three letters that seemed like the F word, like one maybe without the C or something, and it came randomly. And you could go to them and be like, I don't want this. And they would trade it in for you. But what do people have?
What have you seen on the road or what do you have? And has it caused more trouble than it's worth? Or you like the fun you get out of it? 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number. This 77-year-old woman, at first when I saw the story, I thought, well, she ordered it. And she's like this spicy... Oh, lady in the retirement community.
Spicy.
But now she's not spicy at all. She's almost 77. And she said she was stunned by the plate, immediately questioned how it made it through the state's review process. She says, I don't think a senior who's almost 77 will be driving around with a plate that says that.
Oh, wow. Okay, so did she trade it in?
She's asked to trade it in. When I saw that, I went ballistic. She said, how could that pass inspection? And it's SQZA55, which from a distance could read squeeze ass. Okay, really? I wouldn't, I don't know. Would you
I don't,
say, oh my
we
God.
Wouldn't, no, we wouldn't think of it because the way Jersey license plates are positioned, it's always three letters, three numbers.
Right.
But. Right. If they were all squeezed together in the middle of the plate, we would automatically assume that that was a personalized plate. And everybody right, or, would just be like, oh, squeeze ass, I get it.
Right. Or government, I think government, like cop cars and government cars
yeah.
have a different configuration.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I wouldn't think that when I saw my son-in-law's plate, you know, 403 whatever, vag, I wouldn't think he... You know what I'm saying? That I wouldn't think anybody with 403 big space and then vag did it on purpose. 1-800-283-101.5 is our number. So what license plates have you seen, personalized plates? And I can't believe anybody in this economy, unless you're very, very wealthy, is going to spend the extra $100 or whatever.
Well, they still do the cancer things, you know, cure cancer, and they still do the sure to please and all. That's an extra charge for your plate.
Yeah. They absolutely do.
It took me years. I just remembered my plate. I've had it 8 years. Part of it is your initials. And then now I'm getting a new car one of these pretty soon. Should I keep my plates? I always get a new plates when I get a new car. Or should I just say, I want to keep... How does that work? I want to keep my plates.
I think you do say that. Because look at... Did you see our sales manager yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah.
She has... those plates, and they look like they've been from like year one.
Okay, yeah. She just keeps about her tardiness.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a vanity plate.
Yeah. All right, 1-800-283-101.5. Cool license plates you would get, you have gotten. We have a couple on our app chat that want to talk about it, but if you have one that you've seen and you think is cool or stupid, let us know. 1119, here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Continues Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
The conversation continues now? Now? All right, sure. 1125, Dennis and Judy Show. We're talking about vanity plates, specialty license plates. There's a woman in Florida that received it from the state, SQZA55, which from a distance could read squeeze ass. And she didn't like that. So she complained to the authorities. And one of our app chat listeners said he has EWNB. Look it up. So Kyle, being the...
Did you look it up?
super producer that he is. Yeah, I looked it up. What's it mean, Kyle?
It says 8 wheels, no brakes.
And what was the other explanation for
it? So it says it's the original shuffle session in New Jersey. Not exactly sure what this means.
I don't know what a shuffle session
is. Why do people talk in code? Just tell us what. Look it up.
I think it's 8 wheels, no brakes feels like the best answer. Maybe he drives a tractor trailer.
But those are 18 wheels.
Maybe they forgot to put teen?
18 wheels, no brake. Okay.
That would make sense.
18 wheels, no
brakes.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. This code, I'm not picking
even that,
that
doesn't make sense.
No.
All right. Let's go to the phone then, Judy. Tom is calling from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where I go to gym at, there's a lady has a license plate. It's from Maine. It's got a lobster on it. That's their insignia on a plate. And it has lobster, L-O-B-S-T-A.
Love
the way
it.
In New England, there's plain lobster, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a little more bent than as a lobster. So it should be L-A-U-B.
That's true.
Lobster. I love it.
That is cute. I love that.
Do you go to Maine often, Tom?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, I've been there quite a few times. Yeah, I've been there about 3 years ago.
I love it up there. Judy, it's almost like visiting Canada or something.
I've been up.
I've been up there.
Yeah, I've been on most. The only place I have not been, I've been in Rhode Island.
Mm.
I've been in Maine. I've been in Mass. What else is up there?
New Hampshire.
Connecticut.
I have not been to New Hampshire. Connecticut.
And you've been to Connecticut. You got drunk and crazy
many times. Yeah. Many times. Drunk and crazy in Connecticut? When?
Yeah. Oh, Tom, thanks for the call. You were at the country club.
I mean, I've been to Connecticut many times. But...
Right. You were at the country club, and you had a few much too many to drink, and you were...
What are you... You're making this up?
I'm not. No. One of our corporate people was there or something, and you said you had a couple too many drinks, and you were being flirty and crazy?
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you're saying.
About like 8 years ago, maybe?
Okay, I don't know. We'll talk about it later. No, because I remember meeting, I once met Eric Hellum for lunch, but it wasn't Connecticut.
Where was it?
I met him in Purchase, New York.
New York, okay.
Where their corporate offices are. But I didn't go to a beach club.
You and Mark were at some sort of...
But you mixed the stories up.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I wasn't with the corporate. I was drunk and I walked around the room. I was with Mark. Okay, we stayed at a hotel in Connecticut, like a great hotel.
Okay, all right.
And I walked around the dining room saying hello. It was like a bunch of...
Right.
It was kind of like a country club, but not really.
Okay.
It was connected to the hotel. A bunch of like businessmen in suits out for dinner at every single table. And I walked around every single table to stop and flirt with every one of those tables. And Mark's like, are you done? Your food's cold.
All right, real quick. Anthony from Staten Island has, he had a plate.
Well, good memory, Dan.
Anthony, what was the plate?
No, I still have it. A few years ago, I treated myself to a Mercedes-Benz. Because whenever I, would lease cars, I'd bring them back early. So I bought it outright. And this stuck in my head because I grew up in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. So I had a plate, and I still have it, Benzhurst. So it's Bensonhurst.
So you have a Mercedes-Benz, and you're from Bensonhurst, so it's Bensonhurst.
Yeah. Speaking of Connecticut, when we go up to our place in Connecticut, I always get, I'm from Bensonhurst or New Jersey. So it's kind of nice. I stuck with it. So
very good. All right.
That's very cute. It's
Thank
very,
you,
very
Anthony.
Cute. I
Appreciate
love it.
The call. We'll have more stories about Judy getting drunk and flirting with a room full of men at a highfalutin country club.
I can't do it anymore, Dan, unfortunately.
So how many years ago was that?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. I remember that story, though.
Yeah,
I thought there were somehow corporate officers involved.
Because it was close to the corporate offices. So I said, hey, you guys want to get together for lunch tomorrow? And they were like, no.
Talking about vanity plates, embarrassing ones, funny ones. Your call coming up, 1-800-283-101.5. It's 11:31.
Back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's the Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. It's about 11:30-something. 11:40 is the time. And it's smoky and hot and muggy. Not as muggy as yesterday. We're talking about vanity plates. If you have them, specialty plates in New Jersey, they have several different versions. Do you make yourself, do you buy them? Participate. 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number. Judy, before we get to a couple app chat messages, last night I stopped at a place down the street from me. I was in a shopping center and I smelled some food. And I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. This place is called Dory's. It's Eastern Mediterranean food. So it's right up your alley.
Okay.
And, yeah, so if you ever come over to my house, which probably won't happen, we'll order from Dory's for sure. D-O-R-Y-S, Dory's. And they even have breakfast, too. They're great food. He's Lebanese. His wife's American, but he works so hard. They make great food. Dory's in Medford, New Jersey. If you're into Mediterranean food, and I am. And so is Judy.
I am definitely. Thank you so much for letting me know that.
If you ever come over here, I will have your food for you.
Aw, you're the cutest. Yeah. Okay. Right. So we're talking about license plates. We've got a lot of people on the app chat who are talking about it. New Hope says, my sister, who's older than me by a few years, her license plate is UST, the letter 2B. She says she's not a has-been. She's a used-to-be. Okay. I'm a used to be. Do you have something? Yeah.
That echoes back.
Yeah.
That's me. I got it.
Aw, this guy writes something so nice. I've been searching for the word that best describes your show. Finally found one. It's genuine. You two have a chemistry that's genuine and addicting. Thank you. I always feel a little better. Blah, 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 blah.
Listen to your show. That's very nice. Thank you, Tom.
This is cute. Dean Barrington says, years ago, I had a hair salon for kids. I had a vanity plate that said H-A-R for kids, K-D-S. Huh. What is this one, guys? Personalized plates in the 90s, B-R-Z-N-B-R-T.
B-R-Z-N.
B-R-T?
And it has to do with the 70s?
90s.
90s. But B-R-N. Burn.
She doesn't say it had to... Brazen brat? Chrissy, you're going to have to give us more. I don't know what it is. I would see it on the road and be doing the same thing that I'm doing now. Brazen brat. And a lot of people, it's weird, are asking about never been to me. Yeah. I don't know why all of a sudden people are bringing that up. I guess because we haven't played it since you left.
Well, you said we're talking about all the places in New England you've been to. I've been to Maine. I've been to Massachusetts.
I didn't realize. It's true. I've never been to me.
And if anyone can help us and figure out what B-R-Z-N-B-R-T would mean, Brazen Brat?
Yeah.
Brazen Bert? Maybe it's something.
Somebody will tell us. How about this? It sounds like it might be dirty. Keep it on, Kyle. The best. Tell me if this is dirty because Kyle, read the thing from, or one of you read the thing from Debbie in Pennington. The best plate I ever saw was on a Corvair in Maryland, and it says F N A D E R. Can't believe no one figured that out. Well, I can believe it because I can't figure it out.
On a Corvair?
Yeah, and what does that mean? I'm afraid to sound it out because I'm going to be saying something bad on the air. Okay, forget it. Somebody will tell me. Here we go. I had a lowrider car club, so my plate was scraping because it had hydraulics and would scrape. I had to explain to the boomers. Love that, Eric. That's so cute.
So effinator?
I don't get it.
I think it feels dirty. So I don't know that I'm going to say it, but I may have figured it out.
That's very helpful,
can
Kyle.
Can you say it without, you know, leaving the dirty word out or whatever?
Well, no? Eight.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's an A.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if that's correct.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
Yeah.
By the way, why don't we play this song behind us the whole show? It's gorgeous. I've never been to me. And thank you, Dixie Donnie, for correcting me. New Jersey license plates are a letter, two numbers, and three letters. That's true.
Right.
And then Killer Tick, we made famous. And now he was just thinking about getting... Hold on, could you turn this lady up? I got to hear what you say. That's true. That's love. We allowed a song on the radio that had that through it. Kyle, can you back it up or you can't do that?
I'd have to restart it.
That chick was giving some kind of speech. I don't know what she was saying. Something about making love tonight.
Yeah, I think... I mean, that's pretty deep into the song. I don't know that you've ever gotten 3 minutes into this.
I never did.
But she has a little surprise 3 minutes in where she starts to serenade everybody.
Right, right. We never let it play that
Please,
long.
Can we do it again, like, tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then shut up when she gets to the speech? Dennis, everybody in America, when that song was famous, must have turned it off before she got to that. Because nobody in the world would have ever allowed that to be a hit song with that speech.
Yeah, maybe that was the album version of the long... How long is this cut, Kyle?
Yes. This song is about almost 4 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, so the radio version would have been 2:58 or something.
It's such a good call, Dennis. They cut that for the radio version because I heard that song. Ladies and gentlemen, that song is called I've Never Been to Me by Charlene. Objectively the worst song ever, ever written. Okay.
Ever.
It talks about things that don't make any sense, making love with a preacher on the beach, all these ridiculous things. Isle of Greece, there is no such thing. Okay. In the middle of this, Dennis and I adopted it as sort of our unofficial theme song. Okay. In the middle of that song, there apparently is a speech that I talked over because I had no idea it was coming. Probably would have talked over it anyway because that's me. I interrupt it. As your friend Al likes to remind me. Okay. It was a 2-minute speech about making love to somebody or something in that irritating, cloyingly sweet voice that she had. And
well,
she's like,
next time we play it, we'll pause to.
And it's about women's empowerment. Yeah. And tonight, when I make love to you, and I missed it. And Dennis called it. Probably there was a radio version that was the hit.
Did they cut it out?
And we never heard that speech.
We got to look up how high it hit on the charts back in what year.
You see, EJ, this is why I miss EJ.
Yeah,
he'd be like, 1972 was number 16 on the Billboard chart, you know? We needed that.
Should we take Rich real quick before the traffic?
No.
Okay.
Let's go to the traffic and then we'll talk to Rich because he has a really good point. Elizabeth, Rich, stay with us. 11:48, here's New Jersey Fast Track.
It's the New Jersey Time Check sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot and it's SellYourCarNow.com. They'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Dennis and Judy Show 3.0, we're talking about Vanity Place. An older lady down in Florida at a retirement community was horrified that the other people would be talking about her because the plate they issued her, she got it in the mail, was SQZ A55, which looks like squeeze ass, okay? And she was horrified.
That lady has a dirty mind, by the way.
Yeah, really, lady.
Like, we wouldn't think of that.
Rich is in Elizabeth and has a story to tell. Hi, Rich.
Hi, fellas. Good to hear you again, Dan.
Thank you.
That Corvair, Ralph Nader had an issue with that car. He ended up writing a book about that car, and he basically started to push about vehicles being unsafe, and he ended up, I think it was only like 3 years that car lasted because...
Okay, yeah, we figured that out. Somebody told us, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know about
Rich,
that.
Rich, when you were a kid, you're a little bit younger than me, but when you were a kid, did you remember seeing them on the street, the Corvairs?
Oh, yeah. There was a Harley dealer in Rahway. He had like 8 of them in the back of his shop. He loved that car. He had them when he was younger, and he just had a bunch of them in the back. And then when the dealership closed, they just got rid of them.
I love that car. Judy, you know what was different about that and what made it a safety issue?
No.
The engine was in the rear. No,
oh,
Volkswagen.
I remember that.
Yeah, Volkswagen also had, the VW also had the engine in the rear, but for some reason the Corvair, Nader picked on that. I, sharp little car. If I, there was a round, one around, I would buy it.
Okay, so Kyle made a really good point, though. Like, if you're going to post something on our app chat and say, I got this, explain it. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, because otherwise we're sitting there reading D75JK on the air with no idea what it means.
And they're going, right. Get it? And we're like, no!
So write the answer to what it means, please, when you write on the app chat.
So that was the, somebody explained the Ralph Nader thing to him. And what, is he still alive?
No.
He ran for president.
No, I remember he died. I think this is Holden McGroin, Dennis.
Hmm.
Is it possible?
Holden on the Parkway, hi.
Hey, guys. So I wake up this morning. Jay-Z just played Yankee Stadium. The Rolling Stones just dropped a new album. And Trump is president, and Dennis is on the radio.
Is that incredible?
I changed my last name from McGroin to Van Winkle. So,
Holden Van Winkle?
Nice to hear your voice, Dennis.
So, by the way, Ralph Nader's alive, FYI.
Oh, he is.
92.
Yeah. Yeah, I was calling, well, two reasons, to say, hey, Dennis, it's nice to hear your voice again, and also the Ralph Nader thing, that rich guy had stolen my thunder, that it was F. Ralph Nader, or F. Nader, so I really don't have much to say, but I'm happy that you guys are back together again. It fills me with joy, so.
Oh, you're so nice sweet. It fills us with joy that you're still Holden McGroin.
Oh, I constantly am Holden McGroin. So I hope you guys again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Holden.
He is and always will be Holden McGroin. That's a good one.
He said it brought him joy. And so many comments that I've read on the app chat and email say same thing, that it's brought them joy. And I'm not saying that to brag. You and I were together 28 years, and we were a part of people's lives. When they just started their first job, when they just got married, when they just had kids, or the kids were in the car, and kids were listening in the car. And so as stupid as we are, and as stupid as the show is, we became a comfort to a lot of people, just the fact that we were there. No special talent. No.
We don't
special...
have to do anything. We could just sit here and breathe into the microphone. People felt very comforted.
Yeah, over the years, you know, we kept people company, so.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
And it was nice. And we're, just so that you know, Judy and I are both heartwarmed by your comments.
We really are. Thank you so much. And believe it or not, that music means
our coworker has started the music.
That music means our coworker has started the music.
Well played.
Kyle, we love you.
Love you guys, too.
Love you so much. Kyle, we got to get you talking more on the station. We got to make you part of the next show. And speaking of the next show, it's called the Lou and Michelle program. You guys are going to love it.